games on the schedule?
No!
That doesn't stop us from talking football. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Here are your hosts, past WFCA President Tom Swiddle and WSSP High School Insider Big Time Mike McGiver.
Oh, welcome into the WFCA Coaches Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan. We are presented by our friends at Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. So my co-host is back, man. He is back.
I'm back.
After the clinic, he had to go to Vegas for a while, I guess. Took off, but he's back, and certainly want to welcome him back. Tom Swiddle, how you been, Coach?
I've been great, Mike. How have you been?
I've been good, man. It's good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Doug Sarver did a nice job. You're lucky to be back this week. You know, Sarver almost took your job.
I heard that.
And, he was
and
good.
Doug would be a great, great person, man, on this show.
He has forgotten more about football and putting on really quality events than I'll ever know. So, yeah, he did a great job, but it's good to have you back. Let me run down our show for you. To start the show, we're going to talk to Tony Biolo. He is a WFCA Combine Chairman, coach at Wisconsin Rapids. 10:30, we're going to talk to Mark Sipple, who is the assistant football coach from St. Cloud State. 11 o'clock, Travis Wilson from Wisports.net is going to join us, and he's really involved with the Combine that's going on in 2 weeks from today. In fact, we're doing our show live from out there and excited about that. 11:30 today, we're going to talk to Joe Schobert. Yes, he gets ready for the NFL draft. Waukesha West kid, and man, he is a Wisconsin boy. I look forward to the time we get to spend with him, Coach.
And a great, great story.
Yeah, a great story. Yeah, I watched him in basketball when he was at Waukesha West. And man, you know, your memory goes a little bit as you get older, but I'm going to ask him. I saw him hit a game winner down at the Al Center that I'm sure it was him. And the place went nuts, and I think it was regionals. And he was just such a good athlete.
Oh, boy, was he ever.
Man, oh, man. Hey, let's start out talking to the chairman of the Combine, the WFCA Combine coming up at Sussex Hamilton 2 weeks from today. And, you know, this started as an idea a few years ago to bring it to Southeast Wisconsin, and it's grown to be an unbelievable event. And the head coach from Wisconsin Rapids joins us right now, Tony Biolo. Tony, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Are you are you all set for the Combine coming up on the 30th?
Oh, we're getting there. We just closed down last night, and we're over 500 participants.
Wow. That is incredible.
We're going to have to ask Sussex to add another room to that nice indoor facility to hold all our people.
They might, if you ask them nice, they might be able to get it done by the 30th, I'm telling you. They put up that facility they have now, they put up pretty quick, and it's a beautiful facility. Hey, Tony, what is this year two or three that you've done this?
This is year three.
Year three. What have you learned, do you think, the first 2 years that'll make the third one even better?
Well, for sure, from last year, we learned that we got to stagger our starts with the kids. We had a whole bunch of kids waiting there, we were just over 300 last year. So we've got the kids coming in at different times by position, and I think that will help just the day run a little bit smoother.
Yeah, I think so as well. In fact, I'm going to read those times. If people want to come out and watch this, it's open to the public, correct?
It is. It's very limited, but there's a space for some parents and some people to come and watch.
But not on the field.
Not. Oh, really?
Right, not on the main field. We have some college coaches that show up, and we had a really good turnout last year. Expect a good turnout this year with those guys.
You don't want the parents
in the middle of the field.
You don't want the parents out on that field. That's for sure. Offensive linemen, defensive linemen, they show up and register at 8 o'clock. Start getting tested at 9 o'clock. Linebackers. They show up and register at 9:45, start getting tested at 10:30. Running backs, 11:35, they start testing at noon. Wide receivers and defensive backs, 12:45, they register. 1:30, they start getting tested. And then the quarterbacks and tight ends, 2:15, they register. 3 o'clock, they start getting tested. You're letting kind of the pretty boys sleep in that day, it looks like. Right? Quarterbacks, wide receivers, you're getting the big boys up early.
That's right. That's right. We usually try to get and we have the biggest numbers come with the linebackers and offense and defensive linemen. So yeah, they do. They get up early. That's the life of the big guys.
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah, that is. But you know what? We'll be doing our show live. We're actually going to do an extra hour on the 30th, 2 weeks from today. Tom and I will be doing this show from 9 to noon, someplace out at the facility. We're not quite sure yet where, but we're going to do that here in the next couple of weeks, make sure the sound is good. And we're going to get a chance, Tom, to interview, you know, a number of coaches, maybe some players, some people that are putting this thing on. We certainly will have a couple of guys that are on with us today back on in 2 weeks to talk about the event.
Yeah, it's... You know, we certainly want to give this, which is quickly becoming one of the most favorite events on the WFCA calendar, we certainly want to give its due and get those individuals who have put a lot of time and effort into getting this thing going on the air. And, you know, in talking about that, Tony, it certainly isn't just a WFCA thing. Who are some of the other support organizations out there that have contributed to this combine?
Yeah, we've got, well, Collegetown has done a phenomenal job of putting together just, you know, the guys when they come out there, they look like they're at the NFL Combine with the shirts and things that they've been able to put in and donate for us with what we're doing. Like you said, you're having Travis on. WSN has done a nice job, and we couldn't do it without Next Level Sports. Brad Arnett and his crew comes out, and they run the thing. They have been to National Combine, so, I mean, when we put a time down or a distance for these kids, then it's verified. And that's one thing I think that the college coaches see and know about, you know, when we put ours out there to people, is that it's a legit time on the kid. It's not a coach time on a kid, you know, in the field house or something trying to promote their own kid. We definitely are trying to promote kids from Wisconsin, but it's fairly accurate and professional with the guys we've got running it.
And in regards to the results, what does the WFCA do with the results? So all 500 participants, their results are posted where?
On our website. They're going to be able to get their results on our website a day or two afterwards. It takes a little bit of time for the data entry. Once we do that, like I said, most of the things are just written down on a sheet of paper, and then we end up having to put them in. We're looking at streamlining that. We also get the results to the college coaches, all sorts of college coaches, any of them that for sure that belong to our membership, the WFCA membership, which many college programs belong. We send it out to all of our memberships, so colleges are getting listings of all 500 kids. And we've got some other things in the works also.
Hey, Tony, is it just kids from athletes from Southeast Wisconsin, or is it statewide that kids are coming in?
They're coming in from statewide. I know there's kids coming in. We ended up with a couple of hotels that gave a special rate up until last Friday if people called in and got the combine. And I know there's quite a few kids from up north. In fact, we've been talking about having a northern combine and a southern combine, and it looks like probably next year that may happen now that we've hit the 500 mark.
Was 500 the cutoff? Is that about as many kids as you can do in a day?
I think so. We're gonna find out. But yeah, we thought 400 would be a lot, and just in the last week we nailed another 100 kids, so it was good, you know. But it's obviously grown. We, you know, in just looking at it, we were just around 100 the first year, and we had the combine at Arrowhead. Last year we went to Sussex, and we got to 300, and this year it just took off. And obviously we wanted to make sure the interest was there in the state, and just with the way it's growing and the way it's climbing. It is. So, you know, it's a big production for a weekend for, you know, to run everything in a day and get things done. We didn't want to try to spread ourselves too thin doing a north and a south combine too soon, you know, and then maybe just have 100 kids at each place for the same, the work that all the volunteers we got. We probably have 15 to 20 high school coaches that come in and volunteer their time for the whole day to just run the kids around and get registration going also. With the way it has grown, we definitely will probably be able to expand.
Tony, certainly one of the reasons why the combine has taken off in terms of participation is the fact that there are a number of colleges that come, including programs that give scholarships. In fact, last year we had a number of athletes that were offered right at the combine. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, I think that's one thing that's unique about our combine. Because we do it, it's an organization, it's not a high school, it's not an outside entity that's trying to make money, obviously. You know, one thing that we are doing with our combine, we're the lowest priced combine around, and that's because of the football coaches. I mean, we want to give back and make sure our kids have all the advantage they can of being recognized. So college coaches can come to ours, our combine. And then, yeah, I think Travis knows who and exactly what happened, but I know there were numerous kids that got offered last year from being at the combine, coaches being able to see kids in action. And that makes a big difference when you can watch a kid, how they move, how they perform, what they do. But, you know, we promote it. Again, we get emails out to all of our college membership guys, and we make sure all the colleges around the Midwest know that we've got the combine, the dates that it's available. We get that out early to them, and they've got people coming. We've had emails weekly on college coaches that are going to be here and showing up.
We are talking to Tony Biola. He is WFCA combine chairman. Next 2 weeks from today, out at Sussex Hamilton. What age group kids do you guys allow to come? Is it just incoming seniors, incoming juniors, or is it, you know, sophomores, juniors, seniors?
Yeah, it is sophomores, juniors, seniors. And obviously we have the most of the senior class, but current year sophomores, junior, or freshmen, sophomores, juniors, next year's sophomores, juniors, seniors. So what we're typically looking for, you know, the varsity caliber athletes. The higher end kids and the kids that need to get exposed to the college coaches so they have opportunities.
Hey, Tony, can we keep you over for one more segment?
You got
a number of questions left for you. He is the head coach at Wisconsin Rapids, also the chairman of the WFCA High School Football Combine coming up at Sussex Hamilton again April 30th. We'll be doing our show live from out there, and I get a chance to talk to a number of coaches, college, high school coaches, players, stuff like that. We're going to keep Tony over for one more segment. This is the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show. We're presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I got to thank Tony Rush over there, Raising the Stakes. Without his help, we could not do that live remote in 2 weeks. So I want to thank him for really helping us out and making it happen so that we can do this show live from Sussex Hamilton. Again, April 30th, it's the WFCA High School Football Combine. We're joined. He is the president of WFCA. He's also the head football coach at Wisconsin Rapids. He's the chairman of the combine, Tony Biola. And Tony, one thing we didn't talk about in that first segment: what are the different stations that these kids are getting tested on?
Yeah, they'll get obviously the 40-yard dash, which is a standard. They'll do a vertical jump. They do the pro agility, a shuttle that they'll run. The first year we did an L shuttle, I think last year it was just a 5-10-5 back and forth shuttle run, and then bench press is what they should be tested in.
Well, do you know what's the weight that they put on the bench press? Do you know?
Ben, I don't know. It varies by grade and by position. We do, and they end up choosing a weight that they can definitely manage. But I like with the linemen, I think they. I believe they go 185. I don't think we
right.
tested the 225 weight.
No, we didn't last year.
The 185, right. So I think it's like a 135, 155, 185 bench weight.
And they just go and they do it as much as they can.
Yep, rep it out as many times as you can get.
What's interesting to see, Tony, when the participants are going through these various stations and they get in a group and they stay in their group and the group moves from station to station, is how serious the next level guys are in running their stations. It's you know, I've watched the NFL combine and you know how they do it, and it's the same. I mean, the same serious nature of it.
It is. I mean, and every rep matters. I mean, they a couple times I've watched them tell a kid the rep didn't count because they didn't hit the line, and you know, I mean, it's you got to be on, and that's one thing that I think again with the combine that just makes it puts it a step above a lot of different ones is that it's just the accuracy that we have. And that you see the professionalism that they run that with. And like you said, when that group shows up for their drill, boy, they are focused and they are intense. So you can see the kids from the back of the line moving up to the front of the line. When they get to that front of the line, they are dialed in and ready to go.
You know what's nice about that, with that Next Level does that the way they do it, is these college coaches now, they know when they see a number that's a legitimate
right
number. This isn't a combine that numbers are kind of loose and free and they're not quite sure. And right. All of a sudden they've got where alignments, you know, lifting 185 30 times and he can only really do it, you know, 24 times, big difference.
Right.
So
right.
It gives a lot of credibility to the combine.
Well, even feedback from coaches, Mark Sippel, who will be on shortly from St. Cloud. Mark and I were talking in the off season and specifically about the combine, and he said, you know, would it be possible to get heights and weights, which was something we didn't do last year. So, you know, the participants, it was a self-reported height and weight. And right. He said, you know, some of those heights and weights we got from the kids weren't all that accurate. So we've added that this year, correct, Tony?
We have, yep. As soon as they register, they're going to be going over and getting height and weight, and we'll have that taken care of.
You know, last year at that, I would have been 6'4", 195, just so you guys know. I would have looked good. Not so much this year if I actually have to get on a scale and have them tape. Boy, you know, stuff like this, Tom, you can't do without your partners and sponsors. And when you talk about College Town and you talk about Travis and WISSports.net and you talk about Next Level, these are the kind of things and partners and Tony helping us out from Raising Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. You can't do stuff like this without partners that are willing to give back to the community a little bit, give back to high school football to help these kids. You know, what they're dreaming about is playing at the next level.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, when you look at those that you've just mentioned, and I'm going to throw another one out there, WSSP. I mean, you're doing it live.
Sure.
We're going to do this show live.
Thank you.
At Sussex. You know, every one of those individuals or organizations certainly have given back to high school football in the state of Wisconsin. A guy like Tony Resch, he's always at the beck and call. Whatever
yep.
you need, Tony is there for you. And you're right, we could not do it without all of those sponsors.
Yeah, and I looked at pictures of what these athletes look like, and Tony's right. It looked like it was the NFL with what College Town does as far as getting these kids what they're going to wear for this. And I just I think this is something these kids, they'll be nervous and they'll be excited if they haven't done it before, and if they're coming back as some of you did it last year, they understand what they're in for. But man, what a great showcase for high school kids from this area.
I remember years and years ago, and Tony, you probably do as well, when we used to do the combine and we did it at Whitewater, we did it at Camp Randall. Remember how we moved it around? And
yep.
And I think Reebok might have been a sponsor at one point or another in our combines many years ago, and then it went away. And
right.
This has been something that has been discussed yearly, I would say, for the past 5 years or so, and I'm just going to pat Tony on the back here. It's back because of Tony's hard work. You needed somebody to oversee it and to put all the time and effort into it, and Tony took this project on, and he takes no credit, you know, but the fact of the matter is, Tony, it went from the executive board discussion table to reality because of you and some others, but mainly because of you. And I can't thank you enough for all you've done to bring the combine back.
Well, thanks. But and all I would say is just what you guys are saying. I mean, I started a little bit of, you know, I'll do a little bit of the paperwork, but we can't do it without all the sponsors and the partnership that we have. I think that's one thing that speaks to just the WFCA in general. And I said it at the business meeting. And I said, you know, I thought going to the Hall of Fame banquet, which was a phenomenal banquet that Dan Brunner put on, you know, I think the organization, We have a lot of great, great partners, and we couldn't do it without them. But I think everybody sees, you know, the reason we're doing this is it's about the coaches' relationships and the influence that coaches have on kids. And we want our kids in the state to have the best opportunity. So, you know, that's, it's a joy to do it.
You know, Tony, I got to tell you, Tony, when I started doing a high school football coaches show here on 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan, this was years ago, and I have a college coach on, you know, almost every week, somebody from around this area. But this is when I first started doing it, and I didn't do my research real well, and I had a college coach on, and I don't need to name him, but as we had him on, I looked at his roster, and I think he had 90 kids, and 87 of them were from the state of Illinois. And I literally stopped in the middle of this interview and said, look, I'm going to cut you loose. I have no interest talking to you anymore. And he was like, is there a problem? And I said, yeah, you're not giving our kids from the state of Wisconsin a chance to play at the next level. And this isn't what this show's about. So, you know, good luck, and I'm done. And we hung up on him. And I just kind of went on about my business. And, well, I still to this day, Tony, I still get guys coming up to me saying, hey, do you remember when you cut off that coach because he doesn't give our kids a chance to play at the next level? I said, yeah, I remember that. And I didn't mean it to be a big statement of what this show is about, but it's become that. And it's become the fact that, look, if our kids from the state of Wisconsin who work really hard and are well-coached have a dream to play at the next level, I think it's important for all of us to figure out a way to make that happen. And certainly you guys at the WFCA are doing that.
We hope so. I mean, that's, our kids, we want to, our kids are as good as anybody that's out there. You know, I mean, we have longer winters. We're not able to get out and run quite as much as we probably need to. But, you know, our kids play, and they play at a very, very intense level. And college coaches that get them, they see it when they get those kids.
And, Tony, I just want to remind you as we start to wrap up this segment, I just want to remind you that I've got a shirt order in for Mike and myself. So we get some of that really cool gear that you're going to be handing out at the combine.
I needed old lineman size, my friend.
Well, I got me too.
Right.
Don't get me one of those quarterback sizes.
And we don't want the tight fitting stuff either.
No,
we got a couple of extra tight form fitting shirts for you guys.
Well, you better have a bunch of beers before you see me put that on. I got to be honest with you. Hey, Tony, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Good luck. I'll meet you in person in 2 weeks out at Sussex Hamilton again, April 30th, for the High School Football Combine brought to you by Wisconsin Football Coaches Association. Good luck. I'm sure the night before you're not going to sleep a ton, but I look forward to having you on the air live that day.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Tony.
You bet. Let's get to a break. On this side of the break, we're going to talk to Mark Sipple. He's an assistant football coach from St. Cloud State, who has been to the Combine and thinks quite highly of it. And we'll talk to him about that. On the other side, this is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. How do I introduce you nowadays? Former head coach at Brookies, retired, what do you want?
It doesn't
just
matter.
Just Tom Swiddle?
Just, yeah, that'd be fine. Huh? I don't want you to call me what my wife calls
what
me.
What does she call you? She never calls it. Well, we're not going there. He's also the past president of WFCA, WFCA Hall of Fame member. I could just keep going on and on, but we'd never get to Mark's up.
And we need to get
to
Mark.
We need to get to Mark. He's an assistant football coach from St. Cloud State. You know, the last segment, as we talked to Tony Viola, I talked about I liked having coaches on. I'll only have coaches on that give our kids a chance to play at the next level. And I'm looking at the St. Cloud State University roster. Man, through and through. There's a lot of Minnesota guys. There's a ton of Wisconsin guys on this roster. And want to talk to Mark Sipple a little bit about that. Mark, Coach, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How about you?
We're doing good. We're talking a lot about the WFCA Combine coming up in 2 weeks, but before we do that, can we get your history a little bit and how you ended up at St. Cloud State?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in Menominee, Wisconsin, so in the west central part of the state, and my first little college coaching experience was at the University of North Dakota. I was a graduate assistant up there. And then Dennis Miller down at Wisconsin Lutheran College hired me when I was done there to help start the program, down in Milwaukee, which was a tremendous experience. Really my first time being in the southeastern part of the state. And then from there, I was hired to be the defense coordinator at UW-Eau Claire and spent 11 years there. And then I've been up at St. Cloud State, hired here just over 2 years ago, so coming up on my third season. And enjoyed my time up here.
So you're still a Packer fan, Brewer fan, all of that. They haven't pulled you over to the Viking side, have they?
You know, that was my only fan. So I have a daughter who's a ninth grader and a son who's a seventh grader, and that was their only concern. They said, yep, we'll move, but we're Packer fans, Brewers fans.
Good. I love those kids, Mark. I love them. That's awesome. So you have certainly have a lot of Wisconsin ties. And again, looking at the roster, it's through and through. You know, about every other name, you look at guys from this area, and you look at guys from throughout the state of Wisconsin. So guys are doing a nice job of coming in and giving our boys a chance to play at the Division II level.
Well, they've been, you know, as everybody knows, it's great football in Wisconsin. And there's been for whatever reason, it seems to be the right distance, or there's a lot of natural interest from Wisconsin, and specifically southeastern Wisconsin, in our university, which we're very, very honored and pleased to have.
Hey, can I ask you, and I'm sure you don't spend much time with kickers, but I'm looking at the roster, a young man named Brian Bishop, who was at Thomas More. I know his dad a little bit, and I know that he had gotten hurt at the beginning of his senior year, and I wonder, did he kick for you guys last year?
He did not. He did not. We redshirted him.
Okay.
In fact, when he re-injured a little bit, nicked up through the summer, so he kind of hobbled into fall camp, to be honest with you, and has worked his way back healthy now and is finally kicking for us in the spring.
Oh, good, because he really a nice kid, and he got hurt early from Thomas More, and he kept wanting to play, and the doctors from Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine, I think, were trying to shut him down, and he said, look, I'll just kick instead of, you know, playing on the field, just kick. And they said, I don't know if you should do that. So I'm glad to hear that he's back. He's a nice kid, and he'll represent your university very well.
Absolutely, will.
Mark, again, I appreciate you coming on the program on such short notice. You know, I called Mark, I think it was Wednesday, about being on today, and he said, you know, I'm just walking off the practice field. It's like 6 o'clock at night. I'm walking off the practice field. It's 68 degrees and sunny, and I looked outside, and it was about 40 degrees and gray out. I thought, man, I wish I was up north. But anyway, you know, as was described, you're no stranger to the state of Wisconsin. Obviously, you have roots here, and I would describe you, Mark, as being one of the most active recruiters that works the state of Wisconsin. And that being the case, you certainly know a lot about evaluating players. How does the combine fall into your evaluation of players? What is it that makes the WFCA combine sort of a unique experience for college football coaches?
You know, and Tom, after you and I talked the other night, I was thinking about the combine and some of the things just involved with it. And, you know, I think one of the things that people don't understand maybe about the combine, everybody thinks, well, my kid's going to be measured and timed and poked and prodded and things like that, which is true. And some of those numbers are very valuable to us because it's kind of the first time we can have a baseline comparison among kids from, you know, how does a kid from Brookfield East compare to a kid from Delavan-Darien or a smaller schools, big schools, things like that, that they never see each other on the field. But one of the things that's most valuable for us as we evaluate kids is, I mean, I could get those numbers without coming down to the combine, just like every other coach. But the reason that we want to come down to the combine and be involved in it, which it's run incredibly well. And now coming up in the third year, it's going to make, you know, everybody's trying to continue to make improvements and things like that. So we're anxious to see all of the things happening this year. But it's our chance to see how a kid actually competes, how he handles the pressure of it. Good pressure. Obviously, the pressure like Friday nights, things like that. So it allows us to really see how they carry themselves in that situation, because we're not just recruiting a 40 time. We're recruiting a student athlete. You know, we talked about Brian Bishop and him wanting to, or him being a kid that's going to represent our university well. That's what we're trying to find when we recruit, just as much as a kid that can run a fast 40 or jump high.
We were talking to Mark Sipple. He's an assistant football coach at St. Cloud State. Mark, I'm a basketball guy. I'm a basketball coach. And it's interesting when I talk to college coaches and I try to tell my players, look, if they're coming to see you play, they already have an idea that you can play at the level that they're recruiting you at. But they're going to get there 20 minutes early. They're going to watch you, how you react in warmups, how you interact with your coaches and your players and your teammates, how you're going to react when you get a foul call that you didn't think was a foul, or when you get pulled out of a game. And these you know, high school student athletes sometimes look at me like I'm talking Spanish. And as a recruiter, you're coming to this because you want to see how these kids react, how they interact, what they're like. I always ask people with my son, you know, what is he like when he can't smell my cologne? You know, what, I'm not around. What's he like? And I think it's important for student athletes to understand, when a guy like you is recruiting them, that you want to know what the whole package is about, not just what they do in the combine or what they do on the field.
Without question. I mean, what's nice about the combine is they kind of rope the parents off from the players, but at some point in time, you see the players go back. And one of the things I'm always curious about, you watch the player go back and talk to mom or dad, and how do they interact there? You know, after a really good time or a poor time, you know, were they happy or disappointed? All of those things. It's a race to try to get to know the whole person. And I think that's what I enjoy about the art of recruiting, if you want to call it that, is getting to know the actual person behind the player. And that's the most challenging thing to do.
Mark, we never had to years ago, and I've coached basketball 34 years, we never had to talk about social media to these kids. We had a guy from Southern Miss that was in studio with us, and he is a, I think he was a grad assistant, and he did some recruiting. But his job, they would give him a list on Thursday of about 40 players throughout the country that they had some interest in, and it was his job over the weekend to find everything he could find on them through social media. And he said, you can't believe how many of these kids have two different Facebook pages. One shows them at church with their mom, and one shows them down at the beach drinking a 12-pack. And he said, I'll find all of them. I'll find every one of them. At the end, and Monday, I'll give them the list back. There were 40 names, and sometimes I would have crossed out 35 of them and said, you don't want to talk to those guys. And do you guys do that as well? Do you dig that deep?
You know, to a certain degree we do, and it's, boy, I tell you what, growing up today is way more difficult than it used to be, and I don't envy it at all, you know, having young kids myself. But, yeah, we do, and I don't know if it's that high of a percentage that I would say that, you know, I've found that we don't recruit because of something that we found on social media. But without question, we've slowly backed away from a few that we just didn't feel comfortable, because – college coaching, and I don't know just college coaching, but pros, high school, it doesn't matter. It's guys are getting hired and fired because of things that happen on and off the field. And for me to put my job on the line for a kid that I don't feel warm and fuzzy about, I'm not going to do it. We're not going to do it as a staff. So, yeah, we've backed away from kids that through social media we found out things that aren't going to represent our university well at all.
We were talking to Mark Sipple. He's an assistant football coach from St. Cloud State. He's going to be in town in Sussex in a couple of weeks for the WFCA High School Football Combine, be that the indoor facility at Sussex Hamilton. And again, we'll be doing this show that week live from 9 to noon, and we'll be talking to coaches, maybe some players, maybe some parents, maybe a combination of all of it. If not, Tom, you and I'll just talk.
That's right. But yeah. That people would get sick of that after 3 hours, wouldn't you say?
I don't think so. We'll talk about my fifth grade year on the other side of the break. That's what I'll do. What I was like in fifth grade. Hey, Coach, can we hold you over for one more segment?
Yes. Yep.
That's awesome. Again, we'll continue our conversation with Mark Sipple, assistant coach from St. Cloud State. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, and we're brought to you by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, Tom Swiddle, former head coach at Brookfield East. We are joined by Mark Sipple. He's a defensive coordinator from St. Cloud State. Tom?
Mark, you're very familiar, obviously, with combines and the different events that make up a combine. But as defensive coordinator, you know, you're looking for guys that fit your scheme. What are some of the particular events or drills that they're doing that make you really pay attention? If you're evaluating athletes to fit your scheme.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that's getting harder and harder on defense, to be very honest with you, is quite often in from a high school kid to a college kid, we have to project them to defense because it seems like more and more of the athletes, especially if a high school only plays them on one side of the ball or the other, they're putting more of the better athletes on offense just because of the way the football, you know, football's going with higher scoring and more potent offenses. So one of the things that we want to do always is just any of the drills that works on just pure athleticism. So one of the drills that I find most interesting and we spend the most time with is the L drill, which forces a kid to transition in multiple directions everything from going forward to turning a corner and can he run with his hips down, things like that. So that might be the best test of an evaluation or athletic evaluation that's run at the WFC Combine.
Hey, Coach, when you get a chance to see high school kids from different states, how would you, if somebody said to you, how are the high school coaches doing in the state of Wisconsin, when you get these kids to come, are they ready to play at the next level? What's your thought on how the coaches in this state do?
They're awesome. I mean, it's without question, it's the best association across the nation that I've ever been exposed to. And, you know, with that, I think it stems from that association being so strong and being such a good source to develop their coaching, you know, to really hone their craft, if you want to say it that way. And that you can definitely see trickle down into the athletes and how much more ready they are to compete right away. And I think one of the biggest differences, even in the last 5 years, 8 years, is kids are getting, you know, from high school to college, they're so much stronger than they used to be. Used to be you had to redshirt kids because they weren't physically ready to compete. There's a lot of cases, especially bigger schools, you know, for example, like a Brookfield East and that. Those kids, they've been worked with and taught well and through a lot from a strength conditioning aspect. Sometimes they are ready to compete, especially at certain spots. You know, maybe not so much at the offensive line and some of those, but the skill spots, the kid's fast already and can hold up physically, we can play him right away.
You know, Mark, you I think you said a mouthful when you talked about projecting a player. You know, just for instance, my son, who hasn't played defense since probably seventh grade, he's been recruited. He's going to Michigan Tech, and he's going to play D-back there. You know, I looked at your roster, and then I looked at your list of recruits, Joshua Kren from Wisconsin Lutheran, who we are extremely excited about for this summer's All-Star game. You know, we have him as an offensive back. You've got him listed as a defensive back. So you must do a lot of that in your recruiting.
with our current DBs and our incoming defensive backs, I bet, and I don't know this as a hard number, but I 2/3 to 3/4 of them were projected from offense. Because in high school, it's hard. You know, I don't think offenses can attack kids in the, you know, can attack defenses in the perimeter enough that you put your best kid maybe at a corner or a safety. That's not always the case. In fact, we've got a couple of really, really good ones that are coming in that were primary defensive players, but Josh Krenn is more the norm than the exception, and Josh we're extremely excited about. A great athlete, certainly can play defense, just and did play it more his junior year than his senior year, but yeah, he's a special athlete, and we're excited to have him on defense.
We're talking to Mark Sipley, he's the defensive coordinator at St. Cloud State. Hey, Mark, what is your day-to-day like? What you wake up, you say, you know, goodbye to the wife and kids, and what's your day-to-day like up at St. Cloud State?
Well, it certainly depends on the time of the year. You know, we go in seasons, and you know, in season, it's you feel it yourself sometimes chasing your own tail because you don't know if you're coming or leaving the house, and which I think people typically think of in a day, you know, that's the part of the coaching that they feel like they truly understand. The part that they don't, I don't think, a lot of people anyway, is our next season, the second we get done playing our last regular season game, we're on the road now in-person recruiting. I guess we can't come out till December 1st in person, but that's a pretty short window between when we get done playing and that. And then we're on the road recruiting, and it's a race between really December 1st and the first Wednesday in February. And the second we get done with signing date, we start trying to evaluate and target and figure out who we're after for 2017. And now we're right in spring ball right now. So spring ball, kind of another whirlwind of about a month where it's fun and exciting trying to develop your own players, tinker with your team, things like that. And then now coming up, we finish next Friday, and then we got the WSA Combine, so we'll certainly be involved in some camps and things like that, but we're transitioning into the sometimes my favorite part of the year where I can hang out more with my family and on the deck and some of those things. So it's a little downtime coming up here as summer rolls closer.
Hey, Coach, you would not do well at put a tie on and sit behind a desk for 8 hours, would you?
I don't know that that's my style.
It does not sound like
Knowing Mark as I do, that would not be your style,
would not.
Mark.
Hey, Mark, I look forward to meeting you in person 2 weeks from today at Sussex Hamilton. Safe travels, and it should be a good day.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Tom.
You bet. That's Thanks. Mark Sipple, the defensive coordinator at St. Cloud State. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Travis Wilson with Sports.net is going to join us. Been on the show quite a bit. Has a lot to do with this combine coming up, and we'll talk to him about some of those things. He posts some of that information on his stuff too. And if there's anybody that does a better job with high school football, as far as the state and knowing these players, I'd like to meet him. I think Travis is as good as they get. So we'll talk to him on the other side. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.